Holy moly, is it Sunday already? It must be time for Leadership by Proverbs. We're going to talk about your parents today. Stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
We're going back to the beginning. We've gone through the entire book of Proverbs, picking and choosing. I'm starting over again in chapter 1. I found some other verses here I like. So here's chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. Or if you go over to the Message version, it says the following. Pay close attention, friend, to what your father tells you. Never forget what you learned at your mother's knee. Wear their counsel like flowers in your hair, like rings on your fingers. When you put flowers in your hair or rings on your finger, it's an outward sign. You're showing people. You're proud of something. You want to make everybody aware of it. Our parents are wise. Now, not all of them. Now, granted, some of us have had bad experiences with parents, but as a majority, as a general rule of thumb, when you grow up, you look to your parents, they give you advice, you hit your teenage years, you start thinking for yourself, then you come back around in your early 20s and go, man, I should listen to you more, what you taught me. I think we need to respect our elders, our grandparents, and our parents. I think there's so many good lessons that our parents have taught us. And as you become a parent, you start feeling the same way and start trying to lead your children in the same way. So sometimes, you know, we're always looking for advice and reading self-help books and where can we get the best answers. Sometimes all the good stuff came right from our parents. So keep that in mind as you learn many lessons from the people who raised you, parents, grandparents, legal guardians, that probably have helped you on this journey. As we look at the book of Proverbs, it reminds us to listen to our father's instruction and not to forsake our mother's teaching. Lots of good wisdom in there. Have a great Sunday, everybody. We'll start a new series tomorrow, and we'll talk to you then.